course, we can't go too far into the show without recapping our top story of the day, and that is the terror attack down in New Orleans. Joining us now from ABC News is Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning. Welcome aboard. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, Brian. How are you?
As well as can be expected, when the tragedy hits this close to home, just an hour down the road, and a number of Baton Rougeans were killed in this attack. So it is all with a grain of salt, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a horrific situation here, and people were very subdued last night. The Sugar Bowl was supposed to be played yesterday. It's been moved to today, but there were still fans of both Georgia and Notre Dame in the French Quarter last night, not on Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street was still closed, but on Royal, it was just a very, very quiet place last night. The game will be played this afternoon. That I think there's still a lot of anxiety on the part of people who came here specifically for the game. And, of course, people who came here to celebrate New Year's early yesterday morning after what happened. A car, a pickup truck speeds down Bourbon Street, killing 15 people, injuring more than 30 others. Two police officers also were hurt in the shootout with Shamsuddin Jabbar, the man who was at the wheel of that truck. Jabbar was killed. Those two police officers are expected to recover.
I've seen a couple of different maps showing different locations as to how far Jabbar got up Bourbon Street. Most of the reporting said it was Bourbon at Iberville, but there's a map at NOLA.com that shows it got actually past Bienville Street. And that's a big deal, Jim, because the further you get into Bourbon Street, the more heavily packed the bars are, the more dense the populace is just roaming around out in the street. How far up did he get?
About three blocks. I'm at 300. I mean, right outside my window is where that truck came to rest after it slammed into a hydraulic construction lift. So it was about three blocks. And you're right. That's about where it was. The crowd, it had thinned out somewhat because it was 3:30 in the morning. It wasn't midnight at the moment that the year changed over. So a lot of folks had gone home, but certainly the street was still fairly full of people. And I've seen video of folks on the sidewalks, people walking the streets, pedestrian walkways, after dark. And so it's not as though a lot of car traffic was around anyway.
We're talking with ABC's Jim Ryan. Okay, a lot of talk about the bollards not being up. Those were in the process of being replaced. How much of the conversation has revolved around that within the press conferences down there?
Well, a lot. A lot of questions about why the upgrades that were supposed to be in place for the Super Bowl in just a few weeks were not in place for New Year's Eve. It was not a difficult matter for this man to drive around the barricades that were in place and to then race up Bourbon Street just as fast as he wanted to. You're right, Brian. There's a lot of conversation about that, about the switchover and why it wasn't completed before New Year's as opposed to the Super Bowl.
2 minutes left here with ABC News' Jim Ryan, and I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes this morning. I know the information's coming in pretty fast and furious at this point. The postponing of the Sugar Bowl, I think, is one of the more alarming parts of this because investigators did find a number of IEDs, pipe bombs, that were supposed to be remote detonated. What's the latest on that, and what feel do they have as the level of safety for folks getting to and from the quarter into the dome and back?
Well, I think that there is a level of comfort, I suspect. I mean, the organizers of the Sugar Bowl say that they postponed it for a day, not for security purposes, but out of respect for the victims, the 15 who died and the three dozen or so who were hurt. Now, there is this talk about other devices that were discovered around the French Quarter. There was one cooler that was found some distance away, a drink cooler that had wires and tape and stuff in it, and that was detonated by police. The one remote control device was still in the truck. There were two devices in or near the pickup truck itself when it finally came to rest after the crash. But, I mean, certainly the police think that other people may have been involved, if, in fact, those were other devices planted around by someone else. We also had a fire that was at the Airbnb, the little house where Jabbar was staying before this all happened. The fire happened sometime before the crash, before he came down Bourbon Street. And so did someone else light that fire? Did he set that fire? Was it a remotely controlled sort of thing? Well, we don't know that. I mean, we're only, 27, 28 hours into this thing. Yep. The investigation is still very young, Brian.
And we'll have a lot more to follow up on. In the meanwhile, I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes. ABC News' Jim Ryan. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.